Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Michelle Goodman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's with us, too, and she says that she escaped the cube in 1992, and she became her own boss. And she's pretty tough on herself, too, I understand. She's now a freelance writer and editor. She's the author of the new book, The Anti-9-to-5 Guide, Political Career Advice for Women Who Think Outside the Cube. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Now, first I got to ask you, I mean, you get to do this if you want to, but this book isn't really just for women, right? I mean, I've been in the book. It's not all about, you know, women. There's a lot of stuff in here for guys, too.
Oh, sure. No, it's definitely helpful for guys. In fact, after an event the other day, it was kind of fun to see my guy friends sitting around dinner talking about different businesses they might start up and how maybe they should, you know, revisit that novel they've been pretending to write for 5 years. So, no,
right.
Absolutely, for guys, too. I mean, just, you know, I just wrote it for women because I write for that audience a lot, and women are the ones, you know, study after study will tell you that women are the ones who are more likely to look for flexible work options and, you know, that whole work-life balance situation.
Well, thank you for not putting a rose on your cover. I get women's books in here that have little roses on the cover.
The pink and the high heels.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't do that.
Yeah, no, I'm not really about that.
Okay. Now, what you say is that if you feel like you're a wage slave and that you'd like to break out and have a little more control over your life, and you actually have a number of different things, different ways that you can gain that control, you say that you should go ahead and do it, but be patient about it. Take your time and find the thing that you really want to work on, right?
Right. Right. I mean, and I talk about transitioning because a lot of younger women, you know, are lucky if they're not living paycheck to paycheck. And sometimes, you know, changing careers is not something they can afford to do overnight or next month or, you know, maybe 2 months from now. And mm-hmm. So why not start researching it on the side? Or if you're wanting to start a small business, why not start it on the side? That way you still have the luxury and, you know, the comfort of the steady paycheck.
First, I want to say, Michelle, thank you for saying that. And I'll tell you why. As you can imagine, in my job, I get a lot of people asking me about, you know, or telling me they want to start a business and asking me silly things like, you know, what should I do? Like I would know what they should do. And it's almost like, not almost, sometimes it's exactly like it's Monday and they say, I want to start a business and I'd like to be in it by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
You know, and you don't do that in your book. I mean, you tell people to take your time, do some research, find out what you need, develop a plan. And I really am glad you do that because here's a shocking statistic, Michelle, I wanted to share with you.
Sure.
I've been telling my audience about this now for quite some time. When I started doing my show almost 10 years ago, 50% of businesses failed in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Today, that number is 50% in 4 years.
Right. I heard you say that the other day.
And I think a lot of that is because people get too impatient. They want it right now. They have a blow up at work and they say, I've got to get out of here. I'm going to start a business. I'm a good consumer. I ought to be able to be a good business person. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. What do you think about that?
I don't think impatience is going to be a good way to go. You know, another thing about starting on the side, besides, you know, making it more affordable, you get to test the waters and see if you like it. I mean, some people find out that, hey, I don't like having to call the shots, or, you know, I don't like the fact that no one's paying me to do my invoicing or paying me to do my marketing. And, you know, some people find that they like the safety of the 9-to-5 check, and it's kind of just fun to have this hobby on the side, and hey, it's making my 9-to-5 life less bothersome and more enjoyable, and I think I'm just going to keep things that way.
That's what one of the things I admire about your book, Michelle, is you tell people this ain't easy.
Yeah.
I tell them if it was easy, monkeys would be doing it.
Easy. I'm up at 4 in the morning. No.
Yeah. But the thing is that I'm glad that you're telling people this, because this fits right into another thing that I hear from people. I want to start a business. Where do I get a grant?
Oh, right.
And I tell them Grant died.
Right. Do you think maybe that's because of all those misleading infomercials?
No question about it. But they also sometimes say, I want to start it. Here's a classic question. I promise you, this is exactly how I get it. I want to start my business. I want to do it today, and I have no money. I'm serious. This is how the question comes in. I don't know anything about business. I don't know what I want to do. I have no capital. I want to start a business. Where do I get a loan? I promise you, that's the kind of stuff I get sometimes.
Right.
And you help them with that, because you recommend that if you want to start a business and you have no capital, start teeny tiny and with a little bit teeny tiny bit of capital and grow it.
Yeah.
Give us some examples of some things that we can do.
Sure.
Go ahead. Give us some examples.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, you mean types of businesses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How would you grow your business organically?
I would first obviously want to not research it for, you know, 10 years, because that's what's known as stalling.
Right.
But you need to know something about the industry you want to get into, and, you know, work. You know, I've heard a lot of people saying lately they want to start a cafe. You know, they want to start a little coffee stand.
Because they like people.
Yeah, but they don't know anything about coffee. So, you know, and somebody asked me about this the other day, and you know, the first thing is, well, you know, go hang around a coffee shop, or
thank you.
You know, get somebody to let you either volunteer or work part time with them or shadow them. You know, go and observe them, see if you even like it. I mean, some people don't want to smell like coffee at the end of the day, but you also need to know how to run that show.
Hold on to that thought, Michelle. That's very good advice. That's excellent advice, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly the right answer. If you want to go into an industry and you don't know anything about it, you got to go shadow that industry and become an apprentice, so to speak, in that industry. Quick break. Right back with Gail Goodman. She's the author of The Anti 9-to-5 Guide. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out and use it to your advantage, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which is free. Comes on Sunday afternoon, and automatically, just like clockwork, probably about mid-afternoon on Sunday, every Sunday. And don't forget, we have a blog as well that many of you are using. Thank you for that, and you're using it more and more. And our guest, Michelle Goodman, is also a blogger, and she's also the author of The Anti 9-to-5 Guide, which is just now available wherever books are sold. And Gail, why don't you give us your website, give us the blog address, so we know how to find you.
It's anti9to5.com. I'm sorry, anti9to5guide.com.
Okay. anti9to5guide.com. Now, is that your website or is that your blog? What is that?
It's both. It's a website that's got all the information you need about the book and where to buy it and all that.
And tell us what you blog about.
I blog about, news, tips, and profiles of anti-9-to-5ers. Have a little feature that people are like in these days called Ask the Cubicle Expat, which tends to be advice on working for yourself as a freelancer or small business owner.
Isn't that an interesting word, blog? If somebody had said to you, Michelle, 10 years ago, you know what, in about 10 years, you're going to be a blogger. You would have said, oh, no, that sounds awful.
I might have punched him in the face.
I know. Yeah, are you being disrespectful? Okay.
Yeah.
I like what you say about helping people to understand that if you want to break into an industry, we all have the thing that we really want to do. You know, obviously, mm-hmm. Me being a guy, I wanted to be a Super Bowl quarterback and all that kind of stuff. But but talent prevented that from happening, and among other things, or I wanted to be, you know, whatever. But we all have those kinds of things. But there are things that are attainable that we sometimes, for whatever reason, we don't want to take the time and invest in that goal. And why is that that we're either impatient? You mentioned a minute ago something about what you didn't say procrastinating. What'd you say? What'd you call it? When you were talking about taking 10 years you're talking about taking 10 years to
right. Oh, stalling. Yeah.
Stalling. Yeah.
I mean,
some people
stalling for fear of, you know, getting started.
Yeah.
But the impatience.
Does that happen a lot?
I think so. I think this is such a big generalization, but I think women may be a little more guilty of not feeling as confident and, you know, wanting things to be 100% perfect before they dive in. But, you know, a business plan is always a work in progress.
Men don't do enough research. Women sometimes do too much research. It's true, isn't it?
It's a generalization, but I've heard
I've
said over and over again.
I don't think it's accurate. Women that I talk to who are women experts, women business experts like you, say that the biggest challenge that they have to encourage women is to help them have more confidence.
Yeah, it's scary to give up the paycheck. And what you're talking about, the impatience, you know, wanting the success now, I mean, I think that comes from people, well, you know, I'm already at this certain level of management and I don't want to start at the bottom. I mean, mm-hmm. I've already, but, you know, a new career, you know, it can be humbling and you don't get to start necessarily in the same flat or level you were at.
So should you volunteer in an industry or take a part-time job or something like that? If you mentioned a minute ago, if you wanted to open up a coffee shop, should you go get a part-time job being a waiter at a coffee shop or making coffee or something like that?
You know, that's one way. I mean, and I've heard here in Seattle, you have to, they actually, it's a competitive application process to work as a barista in some of the independent coffee shops. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody through 6 degrees of separation probably has access to a friend who has a friend who has a friend.
Right.
And maybe they could, you know, have you come in on weekends and watch them or help them out or volunteer something.
But you need to find something that gets in your blood, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, I think maybe there's another myth people have that, you know, once I work for myself, I'm going to be so in love with my job and it's going to be so wonderfully rosy. But just
right.
Like any job, there are, you know, working for yourself has its ups and downs. And but everyone I interviewed about 80, 85 women for the book, they all said, you know, even on my absolute worst day, where there may have been, you know, a screaming fit or tears involved, it's still my preference to do this mm-hmm. than to go back to my previous.
How long, when you started out on your own, how long was it before you felt like you were going to make it?
You know, it was 2 or 3 years, but I did things, and I talk about this in the book, I was the poster child for how not to go into business for yourself mm-hmm. because I didn't do that. I didn't do any research and I didn't go into it with any money saved and I didn't have a fallback job and I didn't have any clients or contacts or business savvy or just about
all the wrong things.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a, you know, groping my way through the dark for a couple
of
years.
So don't do as I did, do as I say. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Well, and that's a good perspective to come from, because this way you can say, look, I've made all the mistakes. And that's another thing. You talked about starting small and doing things very gradually. If you make mistakes, they won't be monumental mistakes, right?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you won't necessarily own $100,000 to the bank.
Yeah, exactly. Give us that website again, Michelle.
It's anti9to5guide.com.
And that's the name of the book, too. Michelle, thanks for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Michelle Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, The Anti-9to-5 Guide is her book, available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco after these messages, 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.